So, Tom and Zeus. Oh, Zeus. You know what, brother? That really does sound like a nerd to me, you geek. I understand that you're great friends of the KISS podcast. Shout it out loud, cast. That's hard to say. Their podcast chose Revenge of the Nerds to their choice for the podcast Hall of Fame. Well, you know why you chose it? Because Ogre was in it. Don Gibb. That's why you chose Revenge of the Nerds. There's no other reason to love the film. You know what I'm saying? What is C-A-D really spelled, dog? Well, listen, guys, Merry Christmas. I've been running around like a crazy person. I tried to get this to you yesterday, but everything is nuts with the family. So, listen, I love you guys, and I'll tell you right now, Merry Kissmas. Oh, you KISS lovers. I did a movie with them a long time ago, and I met them all, and they're great guys. And then Shannon Tweed, when I did First and Ten, her, well, at the time, boyfriend, Gene Simmons, was on the set all the time. Great guy. Hey, I love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oi.
This is Gene Simmons.
Put that cookie down.
Kiss.
Stop pressing the button.
Star Roger Simmons.
Star? Paul Stanley. Is that what he does?
Stop shouting.
I need Ace Frehley.
He's not what you would call a handsome man.
Oh, no. Here come the Kiss times.
Is that a positive thing?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to grab me an ice cold mellow yellow.
Why? Why do that to the fan?
Stop it.
Why?
Because fuck them.
Yeah, that's what
we're talking about.
617-525-0850.
You do?
Hey, fucko.
Do you like
Kiss?
Settle down.
Yellow. Hey, what's up there, Kiss Army? Tom and Zeus, another episode, Shout It Out Loudcast, episode 204. It's year in review time, year in review 2022. Tom, how you doing, buddy?
2022. The only good thing about this year is this show. So I'm happy to talk about our year in review. Shout It Out Loudcast had a banner 2022, thanks to you, the fans. And we're going to break it all down.
Yeah. And the thing that's it's fun about this is we usually go through what Kiss has done, and then we go into our episodes and just do a little feedback and what we talked about and have some fun today.
Yep.
It's a nice, easy relax. But before we do that, Christmas, me and Tom usually meet up and go, here's your fucking shit. Here's your fucking Kiss shit. We couldn't do that because fucking Kiss Online fucked us again.
But breaking news, they just announced free shipping on orders over $50. So they probably said, hey, you know what? Our shipping is so terrible. Let's just make it free. We're going to fuck them anyways.
Yeah, there's some pretty harsh comments on there, especially the one I sent you earlier.
I love it. Oh, yeah. That's bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was fucking bad. But, we're not repeating that. Yeah,
no. But the thing is, I ordered that shit on Black Friday. Oh, how the fuck is it not here before Christmas? Black Friday special. Okay, time to get Tom his gifts. Here we go. Nope. Oh, man. And here's a little spoiler for a lot of you guys. I found some good Kiss shit on Walmart's website.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you search and put in Kiss, you'll get some, like, where's this design?
Yeah.
Awesome shit.
Yep.
So I got that in time, at least. And Tom has got a lot of fun gifts coming. I get all excited. I'm more excited for him to open up his shit.
I'm staring at your gifts. They're sitting right here. So
all right, we got to tell these people. So Casada, we taped with him last week. And he kept saying, did you get my stuff? I'm like, no, dickhead. We gave you our address like 2 days ago. No, would you overnight it to us? He did. It still didn't get here on time. And we opened it up. And what was it?
It was a fucking snow globe with a picture of him putting on like chapstick. But the best part about this was that I didn't realize mine must have been delivered. Like I must have forgot about the mail or whatever. So I got it. I think I took it out of my mailbox like yesterday or Monday. And I live in New Hampshire where it's been like sub-zero. The snow globe was frozen. So it was a solid block of ice. And it was beautiful because it prevented me from having to see that horrendous picture of Joey's face. So I said, maybe I'll just keep this in the freezer so that I never have to see it thaw out.
Dude, I think that is the funniest shit.
I love
it. I open it. I'm like, this motherfucker was like so excited. Like, did you get it? Did you get it? I want you to have it when we record.
Dude,
what the Talia's like, what is that? Is that a guy?
Like, you know him? Like,
Dad, is there something you want to tell me? Why is a guy sending you a snow globe of himself?
Be like, yeah, this is the guy who's bitching about not being in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, and you guys think it's funny online? He's still doing that shit. Every other comment, we're talking about Kiss stuff, other stuff, but he'll fucking circle back to, and you didn't put me in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Wait, could you send me a chapstick profile photo in a snow globe? You can't buy us off with gifts like that, Joey.
Oh, fucking hilarious. Hilarious shit. Oh, before we actually move on, so how about that bumper, huh? We opened up with
Ogre. Ogre, you asshole. Incredible. Donald Gibbs doing our another. This is why Jim Riley is in the Hall of Fame and not Joey Quesada, because Jim Riley gets us gifts, personalized gifts from Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. Joey gives us a snow globe with a picture of him putting on chapstick. Okay, if anybody wants to figure out why those two guys are where they are, that's why.
Yeah, and what Quesada's going to be like, I'll give you a cameo of me.
Yeah,
I'm all set.
I'll give you a cameo of ZO2. No, I don't want that, Joey.
But fucking Ogre, huh?
Amazing. How cool is that? We love Jim. That's incredible. Incredible.
That's a Hall of Famer right there, Tom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're starting to record. It's Wednesday early.
Yeah.
And I'm surrounded. First thing I wake up to is a nice photo of Hall of Famer Julie Newmar in her Catwoman suit. Oh, yep. And then the next thing I see is a Twitter posting something about Arnold. And someone's saying like, oh, what am I doing? I'm a failure. I couldn't work out. I haven't worked out. Don't worry about it. Just take a walk. Go do some push-ups. You don't have to be a failure. Just pick up on something else to do.
Keep working hard enough and you make it into the Hall of Fame like me someday. It's a little bit of work. You can do it by believing you.
You have to read the Kiss lyrics, the great ones. Like put the log in your fireplace.
Turn the page, get to the good stuff.
And you too will be a Hall of Famer in no time.
That's it.
Oh, I love these openings.
I wish Arnold would do a cameo. Is he on cameo? Maybe we just get like an Arnold impersonator.
Yeah. Put the CD down. All right, God. Boys. Before we move on, we got to go give a shout out to ABCPA Inc. Our friend, the tax man, Tony Barone, and piss off Joey Quesada for going after our buddy. Tony rocks, and here's why. He runs ABCPA Inc. We're doing our last episode of the year. Everybody knows what that means, taxes. And there's nobody better for you than ABCPA Inc. and our buddy Tony Barone. Screw H&R Block and those other guys. It ain't going to give you the personalized attention that Tony will give you. And Tony is nationwide. We talk about that all the time. He's located in Chicago, but he can go anywhere and e-file on your behalf. And that means whether you're in what, Tom?
Oh, that means if you're in Frankfort, Kentucky, or Carson City, Nevada.
Nice. Is that like the Elvis song? Frankfurt City, pretty girls when he's in GI Blues.
See, the problem with this is now you're going to create another spreadsheet of cities Tom has mentioned
in the
ABCPA Inc. ad
no,
run.
No, I'm
so
not.
So you're going to be like, you can't say Austin, Texas. You said that three episodes ago. That's what's going to happen.
The fact that you said Frankfurt and I thought of Frankfurt special from GI Blues, that's where my mind goes. So these are setups for you, Tom, and I didn't know you were coming with me with that, but that's
we
okay.
We got to win. There's a race.
Oh, Pretty Little Fraulein's going on singing in a GI Blues. Anyways, Tony can help with businesses. He offers bookkeeping, financial statements, payroll processing, payroll tax returns, sales tax returns, filing federal and state income tax returns, and help with starting your own business. This is the time you want to start your business. You got to get an accountant and a tax guy like Tony. For individuals, they offer help with sole proprietorship, rental real estate, trust and estate tax returns, and filing personal federal and state income tax returns. All right. By the time this episode comes out, you got to get your taxes started, right? It's the new year. So make sure you get a hold of Tony. Did you know, Kiss Army, if you own a business with employees that have had 20% reduction of revenue than you did in 2019 due to COVID or state mandated shutdowns, you might be entitled to additional tax credits. And as we say, Tom, who likes tax credits?
I do. I also like my new flavored ginger ale money bag soda. Pick it up at a restaurant, supermarket near you. And don't forget to do vodka shots in a funnel like we did in college with my new Gene Simmons vodka.
Don't worry, I won't forget that, Gene.
On the next episode of Uncle Ace, Ace decides to funnel vodka as a gag to his friends. Hey, check this out.
I know the guy whose name's on this bottle. I used to perform with him like 40 years ago, but he doesn't like me anymore, so now I just get drunk off of his stuff.
Uncle Ace, that's castor oil, not vodka. Oh, no. I got to take a shit.
Castor oil. Didn't they used to use that in like the Tom and Jerry cartoons? Jerry tried to trick Tom and like make him sick and he would eat like castor oil by mistake.
That's what my mind went to. Like, oh, no, I got the runs. I can't perform tonight, Paulie. I got the runs.
Let's set up a Zoom conference from the toilet. I could play it from there. Technology is wonderful.
I can play Shock Me Live. Just put me behind a curtain and put me on the toilet.
Can use tracks the way you use them, Paul.
All I need is a drummer. Oh,
good luck, Bruce. One of the greatest lines of Creatures Fest weekend.
Good luck. You're on your fucking own.
Good luck, Bruce.
Follow Tony on Facebook and LinkedIn. Visit him on his website, abcpainc.com. That's abcpainc.com. And you can email Tony at tony@abcpainc.com. That's tony@abcpainc.com. Or call him at 708-430-3232. Again, 708-430-3232.
Yeah, ABCPA Inc.
Yeah, castor oil.
Yay, poop.
I was just dripping down the side of my leg. I can't even fucking move. I'm slipping and sliding.
Poor Uncle Ace. He's incontinent.
Next week on Uncle Ace. Anyway.
All right.
All right, Tom. We last week, before we go forward, we go backward. We did our Festivus episode with our now yearly added co-host on these episodes, Mr. Joey Quesada. And we did a poll.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, we did. Yeah. Yeah, we did a poll. Usually we do have four options. This poll only had three because we each put our number one from our rankings on our Festivus lists. So the options were the Kiss 2.0 mentality, the Ace cult, or Joey not being in the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame. Now, I got to give Joey credit. He got 18% of the votes.
Yeah, all now, burner accounts.
Oh, yeah. Now, the KISS 2.0 mentality, that won with 56. I'm not surprised Ace Cult only got 26% because people are probably like, what are you talking about? What's the matter with Ace Cult? That's not a grievance. I'm in the Ace Cult. That's not a grievance. It's not a grievance. So, yeah, of course, everybody had a lot of fun with that. Our buddy Tom Dust, and obviously kudos to Tom for our amazing intro music and especially our intro music on Dorm Damage, which at the day of this recording, we just dropped our favorite guitarist Dorm Damage episode. So we love Tom. He's really
put a poll for that, Tom. Oh, favorite shouted out loudcast guitarist, Kevin Jepsen, Tom Dust, Joe Decker, or Tony from Restrained.
Interesting. Maybe we'll have maybe that'll be a new category for next year in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Kevin Jepsen, fucking, he's in his own Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely in his own Hall of Fame. But so Tom Dust said, Joey not making the Shout Out Loudcast Hall of Fame. This episode alone makes him eligible. He's overqualified, if anything.
Oh, piss off. Who said that?
Our buddy Tom Dust.
Tom, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
He's competition, buddy.
Yeah. Our buddy Nige. We love Nige. You forgot to add the fourth category, which made up at least half of your episode. Paul trying to reinvent himself and being embarrassed about everything that made him and the band famous. That would get my vote by a long shot. Yeah, we kind of purposely left that out because we figured people would kind of, you know, we'll talk about Paul later in the episode, as we always do. And then a couple of other comments on Twitter here. Oh, boy. The feedback we got on this. Joey Quesada is making a strong push to get into the Hall of Fame in the impression category. With the amazing Jerry Jewell performance.
Oh, no.
Now, just completely inappropriate. You heard us.
Yeah, I deleted and edited about 3/4 of the comments he was doing.
It got bad. But see, we're convinced Joey was sent to Shout It Out Loudcast to sabotage our show and get us terminated.
Yep.
Keith Roachford, love the Festivus episode. Thanks to you all for bringing this to my attention. Had it on my Christmas list and got it. Looking forward to reading it. And he shows a picture of the book. So the first thing we said, congrats, Joey. Where's our cut?
Yeah. So Keith, Joey Romanek, our buddy who's unfucking believable, Gary Kapp.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We got either Christmas cards, holiday cards, gifts.
Yep.
Keith was one of them. Just Gary.
Amazing.
What the fuck? I mean, you are amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much for thinking of us during this holiday season. And, you guys are the best. Thank you.
And then we got one here from Amber at Crochet Nose, just listening. And I just joined the Patreon family. Woohoo.
Yeah. We'll save that. Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. Thank you for making a difficult 2022 full of shits and giggles. Can't wait to carry on listening in 2023. Thanks, T and Z. Awesome. Baseball and Death. Great episode. I love to bitch and complain. Oh, our
Tom,
buddy
I said it. I would rather shit go wrong and bitch about it than have a smooth ride on some things.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Sometimes, right?
That's what we do. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Our buddy Steve, I love these episodes. I have many grievances about the band, and you all remind me of other complaints. Is there any other band that gives their fans so many reasons to be pissed, but who will then defend the band until their final breath? That's a great, great one. Okay, this is one of my favorite comments right here from our buddy Dr. Two. Great grievances. Every time someone shits on KISS, an angel gets its wings. I love that. I love that. So that's it for Twitter. What do you got on the book of face over there?
Tom, our buddy, we got to throw him a bone. It's the holidays. Tim Breen.
Oh, God.
Think of family here, people, and listen.
This is like a 3-hour Sinking Stanley style rant, and I love it.
Stop it.
Think of family here, people, and listen.
Listen, I got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear it.
Our buddy Jason Warden. Wow, what an episode. So much info, laughs, and truths all in one. hit a home run on so much, but man, y'all nailed it with the Debbie Downers. Life is too short. Don't bring us down. Top five with Joey Casado is a great addition. 100% on Pete, meaning Peter Chris, that he get people shit on him. He seems happy and to shit on him is BS. Yeah, that's a great one. We were Jason. Jeff Kinsley.
Yeah, Jeff.
The great Jeff Kinsley. I totally agree, Tom. The vinyl reselling and hoarding is brutal.
Yeah, I agree. Those people are all assholes.
Ryan Michael Spencer Cook. Cronin, Dold, Tweed, Simmons, Lane, Cook. A Hall of Fame isn't complete without a notable snub. And Joey Casada is it. He's one of the best guests. Him and Festivus episodes are gold. These episodes are the best. This is what real fans do. I love it. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, fellas, and all loud casters.
Nice.
That's great.
Excellent. Yep.
Mark Weiss, a Sock Fraley plaque for that price compared to Bruce's New Year Eve experience. What a difference. He's right. I think of course. You get like food.
You get to spend the weekend with them. Yeah, you get to spend the weekend with Bruce Kulick and his band. Eat, drink, autograph party, shit. Autograph. And it's a fraction of the price for the friggin' Ace Sock thing.
Oh, get Ace's dirty fungi infested socks.
What are you talking about? Great way to ring in 2023.
Yeah. Lemmy Blackmore has a great post here. Again, if you guys notice, we're trying to, cut these things down. Yeah. He does talk about the Kiss 2.0, Tom, that he said, bring it on. At least it's something different and shouldn't need tracks. I see Kiss every time they come through. And the last time it was great, Alive 35 caught him on a good night. They've been a nostalgia act since the late 90s. Put an energized band to a 3-4K seater. I'll be there at least once to check it out. So will you. Keep up the greatness, 2023, boys. Love the show. Sidecast, the community you've created. Thanks, Lemmy. On our Loudcasters group page, Tom, Dick Drip. Joey is a net negative. Dan Hool, not the mutant from Stonehill.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not mutant, Dan, right? This is the other one.
We got a photo of him drinking some Kiss out of a Kiss mug in a fire pit.
Is he a Man. Pit South doing this? This is different Dan Hool, right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Keg races?
I don't know. Mutant. Oh, he was just an ugly person.
That poor kid looked like a burn victim. poor thing.
He looked like Quattro. That came out of Arnold's stomach and fucking recall.
He looked like a pepperoni pizza, poor thing.
Larry Bird was more handsome than he was.
Hopefully it's a different Dan Hool.
He's going to be like, that's my cousin.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe he was pretending it wasn't him, but it is him. Man, what a fun episode. Fun to chill by the fire with a cold cocktail and listen and laugh after the stress of the holidays. God bless you, babe. Say your prayer. All right. Bruce Foudy. I got to tell you, this has been one of my favorite episodes. It hit on almost all my grievances. LOL. Paul is the most unlikable guy out of all of them. Just unbearable. I'm a proud member of the Ace cult, but I agree with Z. He's terrible with the fans. He doesn't give a shit about interaction. Ace was even caught on tape by Gigi Jaber. I don't know who that is, but that's okay. Saying, fuck the fans. He's all about the paycheck. End of story. I wouldn't pay for a meet and greet for him again. I did it in 95. They had them then? As a 17-year-old kid, I was so excited to give him $50. I wouldn't pay that now the way he treats people. Oh, that's too bad. Over on our Instagram page, Tom, Yarn Coffee Com, hilarious.
Mm.
The great PJ Farley of Trickster, Eric Martin Band, fucking his solo band, Quarantine, and fucking 50 other million bands he's part of. This ought to be good. And we also got a DM from Aaron Nierenberg. And he has the picture of Ace and his hot girlfriend. And Ace actually looks like he got his face fucking cleaned up. On a very special holiday episode of Uncle Ace goes caroling. In parentheses, as Ace sings, "Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king."
Yeah, how did we not have an Uncle Ace Christmas album? Oh,
jingle bells,
Paul smells, Gene laid an egg.
Chestnuts roasting on a fire. Oh, shit. Ace and Carolyn. Over on our YouTube page, Tom. Not getting that much fucking pushback that we're not doing them anymore. Woohoo! Love it.
We did at first, but now people just accept it.
Yeah. Marty White.
Uh-oh.
There's nothing like putting on a new episode at 1 a.m., falling asleep after an hour, waking up at 5 in the morning to the voice of Sonny Pooney from a previous episode. With the holidays, my therapist isn't back until January 2nd.
Oh, God, I love it.
Mark Ibrahim, this is always my favorite episode every year. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Jay Rucker, Merry Christmas to you guys. Eddie Thompson, great show. I always listen and fucking enjoy every great conversation. How cool it is to have a band we love that we could literally talk daily about. We are a kick-ass family that I'm proud to be part of since 78. You guys are four-star generals in the Kiss Army. God bless both of you. Merry Christmas and keep throwing ropes.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Brewer said, I would like to buy Paul's used toothbrushes.
Oh, oof.
Fucking gross.
No, you don't.
Oh, Craig Broderick. Paul did try acting. Young Doctors in Love. His part got cut out.
Ooh, I kind of remember that. Shit, that's a good one, Craig.
So, Tom, back to you, buddy.
All right, let's get through a couple emails here. A good buddy, Wes Beach. Great show as always. Joey always brings it. Seems like my grievance is the same as last year. Namely, the damned painter is the opening act. I don't buy a ticket to a rock concert to see an America's Got Talent act. Is Gene just trying to prove that rock is dead? Here's an idea. If you guys don't want to pay for a legitimate opening band because you're afraid of being upstage, why not just get a local band? And they will probably play for free for the exposure, so no out-of-pocket expense for you. Great call. Now he talks about the set list. He talks about the Kiss fans buying multiple copies, saying there should be a limit. Agreed. And then he says, can we stop all the Peter and Ace bashing and bury the hatchet and give the fans what we want? The original four doing the final concert. Absolutely. Bravo, Wes. And then we got another one here from Alex White, also known as AJ White, from our neck of the woods, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Great episode. Love the grievances. I think it was Zeus's number 3 where he said people are afraid to ask the real questions that we want to hear. That drives me absolutely fucking crazy. That's the very reason I think Paul has probably dodged Eddie Trunk for so long. He's so afraid of the questions he would be asked that he has to be a dick in advance. It would be like Rowdy Roddy Piper interviewing Frank Williams. I don't know, Zeus, I don't know what that means, but maybe you do.
Frankie Williams is that fat slob who came on Piper's Pit.
Oh, okay.
And Piper was like, you suck at wrestling. You know, yeah. The guy just sat, then he just started beating the guy.
Oh, He's like
what they would call a jobber.
Okay.
Piper just emasculated him in front of everyone.
All right. And then he continues, keep up the awesome work, guys. It's so refreshing to have an honest Kiss podcast to listen to rather than the usual rabid sheep. AJ White. Yeah, AJ. Thank you, buddy. And that's emails. I think you're going to finish up with one other comment there, Zeus.
Yeah. Over on our loudcasters, Paul Heider. That was a savage episode. I really, really love the passionate defense of the elder, Peter. Paul is just a boy sulking in the corner as history begins to look favorably on the original Catman. It's been an odyssey for me, but I have now come to the conclusion that Peter's grim finale with Kiss was an escape from the island, if you will, rather than a voting off. Paul has perhaps become cast in a dark light, and it scares him. The fact that the oath Paul took to cast Peter out with as little fanfare as possible at the time has left him the villain, a Mr. Black. Well, it rests heavily on his brow. In a world without heroes, only you, Peter Criss, have finally emerged under the rose. And for that, Paul Heider, who takes the Elder, every song from it, and makes a fucking epic post about our Festivus episode. You, my friend, are the comment of the week.
Good answer. Good answer. I like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Incredible, Paul. Very, very creative. We love that kind of stuff. Thanks, buddy. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Tom, what we do now is we go over and give a shout out to our Patreon family. Once again, it keeps growing. We added a new demon tier. And this one is the aforementioned Amber. And I love it because as she signs up, it comes up. Some of it is Princess Pickles 73.
Love it. Love it. Good for her.
Amber joins as a demon, the highest tier. We have something coming for you guys. Just bear with us. Just keeps increasing our Patreon family. We're just constantly growing. If you want to become part of the Patreon family, come join. Help the podcast out. You can go and check out Patreon and see what the tiers are all about. We have four different tiers. Obviously, they're the Catman, Spaceman, Star Child, and Demon Tier. And each category comes with different perks. You help out the podcast, you get perks in return, and it's a win-win for all of us. The Patreon family has been huge and immensely helpful to our show, continuous growth, and we can't thank you guys enough, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate this, because it's, I don't know, we can't measure it. We're constantly talking amongst each other about, you know, how amazing you guys are and how much of a help you guys are. And we really appreciate it. And if you want to help, we always tell people, you want to help out the show, I love you guys, I want you to do this, I want to do that. Patreon is where you can come help and support us. We really appreciate the new membership, Amber. Thank you very much. And can't wait for you guys to see what we have in store for you. Oh, I almost forgot. Don't forget, when this episode comes out, we'll probably be closing the Patreon raffle for the Jersey Ninja Kiss hockey jersey, which is fucking awesome. Tom and I both have one. Tom actually has two. And we're going to get one off to you guys. One of you lucky Patreon members is going to get it. So we have a lot of stuff in store for you guys coming up for 2023. So join our Patreon family and be part of the fun.
Absolutely. You guys are the best. Amber, thank you so much. We love seeing your comments on Twitter, and we're so excited that you're part of the Patreon family. Thank you. Thank you. And to everybody else out there in the Patreon family, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. We are so grateful for what you're doing for the show. Thank you.
Tom, what we do next is we go over to Kiss World. Anything going on?
Kiss World's kind of quiet right now, other than some more dates being added. I think a couple more festivals. They're doing like Monsters of Rock in South America. Obviously, it looks like all of next summer is pretty much booked for them over in Europe. And no news about any dates for the U.S. My guess is they'll either be after the first of the year, or I don't know when, because right now they're booked from April 15th all the way down to July 15th. And that includes those South America shows all the way into Europe. So other than that, no real news coming out of the Kiss camp in terms of anything kind of worthwhile right now. So kind of quiet.
Yeah. I saw some preview of the Spinning Gold movie.
Oh, yuck.
I know you're not a big fan of that.
It's just, I don't look, I know that the movie is not made for Kiss fans. And again, I'm not in the music movie business. So my point is, if you can't get the fucking rights for the makeup, that don't do it at all, because these trailers with the band in makeup, it's horrendous. It looks like a Scooby-Doo episode or something. It's terrible. Now, again, I know the movie is not made for Kiss fans, so there's going to be plenty of people be like, oh, this movie's great. Look at like all the, I remember when Kiss was with Casablanca, blah, blah, blah. Eh, obviously we're going to go see it. We'll do a fucking review of it, but I don't know. I just think as a Kiss tard, it looks stupid.
Yeah.
But the movie actually looks kind of cool. I will say the movie looks interesting.
Yeah. Tom, before we get to our topic, Ace wants to go talk to the producers over here. Hey, I got a problem with the script. I can't do these kind of things like walk straight.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Ace had a couple of conversations with a few people about the makeup, all those kinds of things that were going on in that early era there. And I don't think he's happy about any of it. Yeah, I'm really disagreeing with the way they're making me look. That makeup isn't mine. Ace, it's nobody has their own makeup. Oh, well, in that case, if we all look stupid, then I'm on board with it.
Tom, it's the end of the year. And what we do is we usually just go through briefly about what Kiss went through, and then we talk about our year over here. So let's start with Kiss, as we always do. Kiss started off touring as they always do, right?
Yep. Yeah, so the end of the road tour rolled on. Right now, obviously, it's been kind of paused since the fall, because then they did the Kiss Cruise and they did a couple things at the end of the year, some festivals. They're becoming quite the festival band. As we just said, next year, they're already signed up for some festivals in South America. But it was also a big year in terms of Kiss releases music wise. They released three off the soundboard releases. In March, we had Virginia Beach, which is a disaster. We talked about that. Then in June, they released Donington, which was pretty cool. And then in September, they released, which is one of my all-time favorites, is the Live in Des Moines, kind of from the Alive 2 Love Gun era stuff. Great stuff. So three of those in 2022. They did not release anything in the fall or the end of the late fall, because that's when the Creatures box set came out with finally some live stuff from the Eric Carr era. So that's exciting. As of right now, no word on any future off the soundboards. I know that there's some murmurs about another box set for the debut album, 50th anniversary type stuff, but we'll see. But that, on top of all the anniversary releases, the colored vinyl, the swirl, the picture discs, all that, they must be getting good feedback, other than the shipping, on these anniversary issues. We talked about this before. Pretty much the next anniversaries that are going to be coming up will be 40 years for Lick It Up, 45 years for the solo albums. They already acknowledged that for 40 years. So we'll see what's next. So, yeah, we'll have to see what's in store for releases for Kiss after the new year and see what they got. So, yeah, Kiss was busy as always. Right now, they're kind of quieting down in terms of U.S. stuff. But they do have most of 23 booked overseas. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the End of Eternity tour continued.
Yep.
It's not like they're planning on new music. They got their business ventures that they're doing. Nobody's getting married or divorced. They're all living their lives. Even Ace is, talking about a new album coming out. Vinnie made an appearance here and there at Creatures Fest. That was a fun event.
That was great.
Former members of Kiss. The cruise got announced, and they announced that the next year's cruise, they won't be performing in makeup.
Mm-hmm.
They still haven't set the exact date for the last concert. So the things are up in the air. It's really kind of a continuous tour for them. And that's really it. Nothing really crazy this year.
No, it's kind of interesting. Maybe exciting is a strong word, but I mean, obviously with the added dates, the tour is still going, but you get the sense that maybe finally this is legitimately the end of the road, with them, especially making that cruise announcement. About them not performing in makeup, and that cruise will be in January of 24, I believe, which leads me to believe that maybe next year might be it in terms of makeup, which is why they won't perform on the cruise in makeup. But those are all things that we're anticipating. So it's an interesting time for Kiss fans. So we'll see what's going on.
Yeah. And as far as we go, we try to open up every season with a bang. And we did this year. Because we opened up with the review of Love Gun.
Woohoo! Indeed.
I always like to look back and see. And if you want to follow along, you can go to our awesome website, shoutitoutloudcast.com. So we created the spoiler section if you look at each individual episode, meaning if you want to hear the episode without seeing what our picks were, and then, or you want to go back to it, you just click the button and then our picks will come up. Some people want to see it beforehand. Some people don't want to see it beforehand. That's why you have to click on it. So we hope that you enjoy that little feature that we have. And we're looking back now, Tom, you had I Stole Your Love, Got Love for Sale, Shock Me, Plaster Caster, Christine 16, Love Gun is 6, Almost Human is 7, 8 was Hooligan, 9 Tomorrow Tonight, and Then She Kissed Me is 10.
Mm-hmm.
I had it a little bit different. Plaster Caster, number 1. Tomorrow and Tonight, number 2. Love Gun, 3. I Stole Your Love, 4. Christine, 16. Got Love for Sale. Shock Me. Almost Human. Hooligan at 9 and 10. Then She Kissed Me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Love this episode. I love that we still, to this day, have different opinions of Kiss songs. We're not the same mindset all the time. We have different styles, and it obviously shows on a review like Love Gun.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Different tastes, sure. And we got a lot of feedback on that album. A lot of people love and admire it the way I do, and a lot of people are like, yeah, it's pretty good. So that was interesting feedback anytime we do an album review, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Then we went onto episode 158. We had the great author James Campion.
Yes.
Who wrote Shout It Out Loud, the story of Kiss's Destroyer. And he came on joining. James is awesome. He's got a lot of great feedback for us. And when we do episodes and he interacts with us, and we made a good friend out of him. And his book is filled with all sorts of nuggets about the making of Destroyer. It's a great read.
By far one of the best Kiss books out there. And even more so if you are a Destroyer freak, which pretty much everybody is. I mean, whether or not you love the album, meh on the album or whatever, the book is incredible. And it's great to see a Kiss book that's dedicated to like a specific album and not just like the history of the band. We love those too, but James nailed it with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next episode that we went to, episode 159, we had the great Talisman join us.
And oh, this was a blast.
Kiss draft with them.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, because they've played with both Gene and Ace. So only Gene and Ace songs were available. And,
so awesome.
Yep. The Kiss draft, these are always fun. Tom, your number one pick was Gut Love for Sale. I had Unholy. Jeremy took Charisma. Phil took I'm in Need of Love, which is like, what the fuck?
We love Phil, but yikes.
Ladies Room was taken by Ryan. God. And then Phil's second pick was See You in Your Dreams. Oh, man.
Yeah, this is a great. First of all, those three guys are amazing. They're hilarious. They're huge, huge Kiss fans, obviously playing with both Ace and Gene. And anytime we can do a draft, especially kind of a unique one like this, it was just an absolute ton of fun. So love those guys. So that was great.
Yep. 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 So that one was a lot of fun. And we took 10 songs each. And you guys want to take a look at something funny? Look at some of the picks we all made.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Then episode 160, we had the great Eddie Trunk back for Eddie Trunk 2. And another fun discussion, and we went through everything, the biography, the final show, Ace and Peter, and as always, it's filled with strong opinions.
Yeah, every time we have Eddie on, it's always great. In each episode, we try to do something different with him, as you know, you'll see coming ahead when we review another episode that we did with him. But yeah, it great that we've established a friendship with Eddie, and you know, he loves to talk about Kiss. He has his strong feelings on the band, but every time we have him on, it's always great.
Yeah. Now, episode 161, we reviewed the compilation Killers.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome album. That one, Tom, I think had the four Killers tracks almost the same. We both had Nowhere to Run, which is unbelievable, as number one, and Partners in Crime as number four. You had Down on Your Knees 2 and I'm a Legend is 3. I had them flipped. So I think it was a great fucking review. And I loved talking about Killers.
Oh, yeah. We love that. That was a great episode. We love doing compilation reviews, but this one was extra special because it had four original tracks. It's in that era that we love to talk about. We mentioned that with Joey last week about that kind of weird era of the band, you know, in between the Elder, Creatures, just everything that was going on. So that's a fun one. And again, we love compilations, talking about those.
Yeah. And then episode 162 on our Valentine's Day episode, we called this one Ballad or Not. And mm-hmm. we took some Kiss songs and whether they should be considered a ballad or not. And we picked some songs and then we created our top five Kiss ballads.
Yep.
Tom, you had Every Time I Look at You, Forever, Take Me Away, Together as One, I Still Love You, and I Can't Stop the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I had You're All That I Want, number one, Forever, number two, I Can't Stop the Rain is three, Beth is four, and Don't You Let Me Down is five.
Great. That was a great episode. And I like the discussion about, is this a ballad? Is this not a ballad? So that was cool.
Yeah. 163. We review the Reels Kiss frontman, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Jesus Christ.
I think we got the best part of these when they do the reenactments.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. And then this was all, there was also some special discussions about the Godfather making it another appearance on this episode, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, those reels things, I mean, with all due respect, yeah, some of those are questionable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's perfect because it makes for a fun episode.
Episode 164, we had the comedian great Hal Sparks on.
Yes.
The actor from Queer as Folk, Lab Rats, Spider-Man 2, and also the lead singer of the Van Halen tribute band, Nerd Halen.
Incredible.
Yeah, Hal is all over the place. You see him and you're like, oh, I've seen that guy. And yep. All those VH1 series, I love the 70s and all that stuff. He's got a strong opinion about a lot of things. And he's got a kick-ass voice. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great. Oh, my God. He's hilarious. Great yeah. stuff.
And Hal's become a good friend of the show, so that was a lot of fun talking to him.
Yep.
We went to our tour series next. 165, yes. Hotter Than Hell Tour.
Yes.
Yeah. These are always fun. We review. We end up, like, breaking down the set list, the costumes, the actual stage and things like that. So these are a lot of fun going through, and then we end up ranking them.
Yep. Love the tour episodes. This one we always create like a preferred set list based on all the songs that were quote unquote reported to have been played during that tour. We each came up with like a 15 song set list. The tour reviews are always awesome because you're talking about set list, costumes, the stage setup, all that stuff. So we love the tour reviews, and we will certainly get back to those.
Yeah, and we, you know, if their song was played on the tour, then that's part of the set list.
Yep.
So Mainline wasn't prevalent playing a lot, but it did get played. So each have it in our set list.
Yep.
And you look through and you're like, God damn, imagine being alive and old enough to go watch this tour. Oh,
absolutely. I know. Incredible.
Yeah. 166, we previewed the End of the Road Madness Tournament.
We love the tournaments. This was the one where we wanted to see which song should be added to the End of the Road tour. And we will get to how that came out at the end in a future episode. But yeah, every year the KISS tournaments, couple months away. Who knows what the next one's gonna be? I don't know. We'll have to dig deep for this year.
Yeah. Episode 167, we reviewed the KISS Off the Soundboard Virginia Beach 2004.
Oof.
Oh,
and it's funny in the episode description, all in caps, warning, strong opinions given. Ah,
yeah. God
damn. Was this fucking a debacle?
When we say that Rock and Roll All Night was both of ours favorite track from the set list,
that's how you know this thing was shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually we'll pick something that's rare, not really played.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear this. And we're picking Rock and Roll Night. Good God.
Not good.
No. Oh, Tom.
Yes. Here comes the controversy.
Episode 168. This started a lot of shit.
This started like a 4 or 5 month journey of just incredible insanity.
And Tom created a, I wouldn't call it a friendship, but I would say relationship.
Sure. Yeah, of course. With Roy. Yeah.
With Roy Dam.
Yep.
Infamous Roy Dam.
Yep.
And we brought him on just simply to talk about KISS Vision and what that was about. Roy is unique and very different, and he gives strong opinions, and he rubs people the wrong way, some of them. He's good to the show, and he's fair with us, and we're fair with him. And
absolutely.
We gave him a platform, and he accepted, and we were happy to have him on. And he talked about KISS Vision. It was a great episode. I learned a lot.
It was a great episode. And this episode also premiered the new intro by the aforementioned Tom Dust. Yes. So this was the first time we had that new intro. But yeah, anytime you're talking to Roy, buckle up because you're going to be in for some interesting shit from him.
169. We continued our series reviewing the box set.
Yep.
So we're up to disc 4 and we broke that down, Tom.
Yes. We love the box set review. Yeah. We love breaking out the box set, talking about especially some of the demos and unreleased tracks. And of course, that's what we did here. There were three quote unquote unreleased tracks that we ranked. Zeus, you want to take a look at those? And what are,
yeah,
what
are you doing? They're not really that different, but Ain't That Peculiar, Tom, you had that as your number one, the Forever single versions two, and Time Travel number three. I had Forever, yep. Ain't That Peculiar is number two, and oh, that horrendous song, Time Traveler, is number three.
What, Paul Stanley and the Temple of Doom? You don't like that?
No.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
What you would call a fan of that song.
Oh, come on.
I'm a time traveler. Whatever. All okay, Stanley Eisen.
Oh, you love him.
Yes. Tom, episode 170, we had the great songwriter Adam Mitchell.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic episode. Love these. Yeah. He was such a gracious and great guest. That was really good time.
Yeah, he co-wrote 9 songs that made it onto Kiss studio albums. And Tom got to discuss his issues with eating chicken palm before an episode.
Is that what I do?
I stay away from the veal. It'll hurt you.
That's what that castor oil's for. Oh, Jesus. All
episode right. 171. The wrap up. We always have Jericho on. And this time he brought buddy PJ Farley. And we did this after a Fozzy concert.
Oh, my God. This
in
was
his backstage apartment. In New Hampshire, over at at Hamptons Beach. Oh my goodness,
it was incredible. Yeah, and the grand prize winner of the End of the Road Madness tournament this year was the great friend of the show and a longtime listener and supporter, Graham Richley, and he won an incredible prize pack from Click T Shop with guitar picks and stickers and all kinds of awesome stuff. So congrats and kudos to Graham. Always the tournament's always a great time. So that was awesome to see that a longtime friend of the show and fan of the show was the grand prize winner for that. So again, stay tuned. It's going to be here before you know it to get ready for the next one.
Tom, another episode that we did that just went viral and unexpectedly became a huge episode for us. That's episode 172, Paul Stanley versus Radio Chick.
Yeah, this was really, really interesting. Yes, agreed.
The great Carmine Pieces woman.
Yep.
Carmine, who's been on the show and is a member of the Pantheon family. This one was Paul being brutal, rightfully so, against somebody that was kind of harsh to him in an interview.
Oh, with all due respect, she was
out of line.
She was trying to be edgy. She was trying to be, you know, kind of
blew up on her.
Well, because you got to know your audience. Now, again, if that's her shtick, it gets feedback. It gets people talking. But she did go after him kind of harsh. And you know us, we do not defend Paul that often, if ever.
No, he was in the right at that point. Even her co-hosts were giving her shit.
Yeah.
You guys
exactly.
Want to check that episode out. It's a lot of fun.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 173. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
And we combined two things, Kiss and Star Wars, by continuing the series of ranking track numbers of Kiss Studio.
Yes. And this episode also includes Britney Spears, Julie Newmar, and Ava Gardner.
How?
In ways that you will never think of any of them ever again.
So Britney Spears and Julie Newmar, anything about those two that they have in common now?
Yeah, they're both inaugural Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame inductees. So even back then, we were paving the road for them becoming even more famous.
And the Ava Gardner part was because I heard William Shatner talking about her taking a shit in the middle of a hotel lobby. What the fuck was that?
Brutal. What are we doing? Terrible.
Yeah. Tom, this is the rankings that we had. It's the number 4th song on Kiss albums.
Yep.
You had number 1, Young and Wasted.
Yes.
Wouldn't You Like to Know Me is 2, Shock Me, Ladies Room, Spit, Getaway, Dirty Living, Rock and Roll Hell, Naked City, Trial by Fire.
Yep.
I had number 1, Naked City, Ladies Room, Back to the Stone Age.
What the fuck?
Dirty Living, Only You, Don't You Let Me Down, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me, Hold Gin, Shock Me, and Get All You Can Take.
Nice.
I love that series. Guess what's coming up next year?
That's right.
All right. Episode 174. If we can find a way to punch poison, we're going to do it.
Well, this whole thing went viral because I posted a picture of my SiriusXM radio, and it was a picture of the Poison doing Rock and Roll All Night was on. And I said, it's fucking worst cover song ever. And everyone was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. And we just broke it down. It's off the Less Than Zero soundtrack. Poison covered Kiss Rock and Roll All Night. And we're just like, is this the worst song? And we just had a fun discussion.
Yeah, that was a typical fun Shout It Out Loudcast stuff right there. Yep.
And then album review time. Episode 175, Crazy Nights.
Yes.
Love it.
Yep.
And we came up with the theory that our buddy Bruce Kulick was the MVP of this album.
Oh, my God. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I tell you, this is one of those times where doing this show is so awesome in many ways. But spending so much time with this album is like, fuck, this album is awesome. This album is awesome. And especially we both discussed this album is awesome, but Gene's tracks stand out on this album for me. And I know we both love the Gene tracks.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So, Tom, you had the album songs ranked like this: Turn on the Night, Hell or High Water, Good Girl Gone Bad, Thief in the Night, No, No, No. Number six, Bang Bang You, My Way, When Your Walls Come Down, Crazy, Crazy Nights, Reason to Live, I'll Fight Joey Quesada to Hold You.
Now, the funny thing about that, number one was Turn on the Night. Then the next four songs were all the Gene tracks.
Yep. And for me, I had number one, Turn on the Night, Good Girl Gone Bad, Hell or High Water, Reason to Live, No, 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 Thief of the Night. So four of the first six for me were Gene.
Yep.
Then you had When Your Walls Come Down, Crazy, Crazy Nights, Bang, Bang You, Ugh. My Way, and I'll Fight Hell to Hold You.
Yeah, don't say that to Jericho because he'll make you go on YouTube and listen to the vocals with no music.
He'll ask, have you heard this? And I'll tell him, yes, for the 20th fucking time you told us this. A fun one for us, Tom, episode 176. We grew up with these guys, Mistress Carrie and Mike Shue from the old WAAF in Boston. They were on, and we talked about Kiss in Boston Radio with them.
Yep. Fellow Pantheon podcasters, Mistress Carrie has the Mistress Carrie podcast. Mike Shue has his Long May You Young Neil Young podcast. And this was just a blast for us. Like we said, we used to listen to these guys all the time on AAF and doing a show with them, talking about rock radio, talking about Kiss, just a ton of fun. It was a real privilege to be able to have them on our show and talk with them.
Yeah, it's amazing. You find this connection. We're all on Pantheon podcast now, and they got some great shows out there. So if you want to give them a listen, you absolutely should. They're a lot of fun, and you should try them out. Episode 177, we did our fourth Kiss trivia.
God.
This time I came out on top, Tom, and we were able to keep score.
Ugh, the trivias are always a disaster.
From the old Kiss trivia card game. I think you kind of gave up halfway through. You're like, I'm not fucking doing you. Just throwing shit against the wall.
Yeah.
Episode 178, episode 179. We broke down Creatures Fest in two parts.
Yep. Incredible. Yep. Great stuff there. Obviously, that was a fantastic weekend. Tons of stuff going on there. Tons of meet and greets. Tons of fun with everybody there. Yeah, good stuff.
And the best is on part one, we had the great comedian Courtney Cronin Dold Sweet fucking Spencer Cook Tweed fucking Kulick.
Yep.
We
love Courtney. She is an absolute sweetheart. We love her to death. She's great.
And we talked about all the fun we had, seeing all the bands, the adventures we got into. We got to hang out with a bunch of fucking loudcasters out there, especially our buddy Gary Kapp.
Oh, God. Angry Airport Gary.
Yeah. And we also hung out with Backpack Brad.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We saw our buddy Sonny Pooney over there. Quesada was there. Oh, God. And we hung out with our buddy Jericho in quarantine.
Yep. It was a great time.
We had a lot of fun with those guys. Even the other fellow podcaster, we saw Jeff Trott and Joe Polo and his crew were there. It was just a lot of fun.
Stephen Michael from Grown Up Rock, his lovely his lovely wife Jen was there. It was a great weekend. And Joey was on the part two review too. So we had Courtney part one, Joey part two. Joey Quesada, also known as Hey Guys, you didn't hear this from me, but.
And my the other favorite part was the fact that we got the tape recordings of our meet and greets with everybody.
Oh my God.
Vinny, Ace, hey, where's the camera?
Thanks, guys. Where's the what happened to the photographer?
I can play anything, just need a drummer. That we got to meet Peter. I said I like vinyl. Okay.
Settle down there, Paco.
Yeah. We got to meet Peter, Ace, Bruce was awesome. We saw Todd Kearns,
Vinny,
Brent Fins, Fitz, and we had the fucking unique conversation with the great Vinny Vincent.
Yep.
And then there was some issue with the elevators, but tune in for the episode to hear about it.
Yeah, we won't spoil everything.
All right. Episode 180, we welcome the band Quarantine.
Oh, this is awesome. Yep.
So, Chris, we're trying to just get everything organized at one point, and we got Chris to get himself, PJ Farley, Joe McGinnis, Charlie Paradelriego, and the great drummer Kent Sluger to come on and just talk 80s Kiss and everything. Tons of fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. We talked Creatures Fest. We talked about playing these 80s Kiss songs, how difficult they were, how fun they were. Just tons of fun talking to these guys. Just always a blast.
And then episode 181
stirred
up a lot of shit.
Oh, dude, my God.
This episode had people calling us before the episode even aired.
Yeah, it was like literally being like fucking Woodward and Bernstein. You guys can't run this. You can't do this. You got
to. It was the insider with Al Pacino.
Yeah.
And what's his name there? And Russell Crowe. You can't release this. This is inside information.
Yep. Like,
settle down, you fucking Kissards. No one gives a fuck. The amount of hysteria
that was insane. Going on
about this stupid fucking episode.
And the funny thing about this, so the episode dropped. You were in your car on your ride to Virginia.
Yes.
You spent half of your road trip on the phone with me because we were trying to put out it was like being like the editor of like a newspaper. It's like, what do we gotta fucking put out this fire? Yeah. We gotta deal with that. We gotta deal with this, that, and this.
Yeah, it was like you're right, like the Washington Post.
Run it.
Do you got your second source? I do. Go with it. We'll deal with it later.
Exactly.
All because we had our buddy Roy Dam back on, and he started dropping names and accusations about who he believed was behind the whole Sam Loomis.
Yep.
And the episode was titled "Who Is Sam Loomis?" And it just stirred up a bunch of shit. And then,
the second half of the summer was just a fucking mess. It was hilarious.
And then
because everybody had to jump on the Sam Loomis.
Let's talk about Sam Loomis. Let's bring this on. Let's get these guys in. Fucking A.
Relax.
Calm down.
Yep.
Anyway, episode 182. We did another. We went back to reels again.
Ugh.
Kiss, the story of their songs. Fucking.
Which we were stupid enough to think this is going to be like, maybe they'll tell the story about how they wrote Firehouse. No, it was just another friggin' chronological biography that touched a little bit here on a specific song. But it was just another excuse to watch a Kiss doc.
Yeah, and they had, some familiar faces that pop up in these regular Kiss Reels type documentaries. But they also had some different people, not really giving you something different, but enough that you make you want to watch. So, our Eddie Trunk was on there, of course, but Michael James Jackson was on there, Ricky Rackman, Anton Figg. So it was enough different people that makes you want to tune in. So that was episode 182. Episode 183, we're back to Off the Soundboard, Tom. This one is the Donington 1996 Off the Soundboard.
Yeah, this was a fun one. This was a nice rebound from the Virginia Beach disaster. This was the reunion tour, the original four members. It was a fun one. Sounded good. We kind of ranked some of our favorites. And this was shocking. we both had cold gin as our number one.
Yeah. Track, I mean, it goes to tell, show you, I think it's because Ace sang a version, a part of it.
Yes. I think that's it. Yes.
But yep. We went back to Firehouse, Love Gun, King of the Nighttime World.
Yep.
I mean, this was fun. This was a good album.
Yeah.
184 Gene Simmons, Moneybag Sodas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we welcome the guys from Moneybag Sodas, Paul, John, and Chris, the wallet hack. So that was a fun conversation, listening how they, as fans like us, all of a sudden got into a business relationship with Gene and talked about what he's like on and in business and off of business, and what a great guy he is. And that was a lot of fun. And these guys have, you know, stayed in contact with us. They follow the show, like and retweet all our stuff. And we really appreciate them. And thanks to them, we got the Gene bumper that we got.
That's right. Yep. No, great guys. That was a fun episode talking about not only their products, which are obviously great, but just talking about Kiss in general, talking about Gene. So they were great, great guests.
Yeah. Great insight into Gene. Yep. Episode 185, Paul Stanley, top Kisstory moments with Tom Morello.
Mm. So yeah, this is a good one. They talked about their moments, which was kind of interesting. And it was funny because having Paul like have a discussion like that was kind of interesting in terms of what he picked and what Tom picked, like as a fan. So definitely a little bit of a peek behind the curtains to see and kind of in Paul's like psyche and what he thinks are their moments.
Episode 186, Bruce Kulick. So this was our like member profile. And this time we did Bruce Kulick. Bruce, we all love, everybody loves Bruce. He's been on the show. We've met him a few times. And then we rank Bruce's songs, 10 songs from Bruce that he had a part of. And you think of when you think of Bruce for Kiss. And Tom, you had Unholy, Thou Shall Not, Hate, Tears Are Falling, Forever, You Love Me to Hate You, Paralyzed, Hell or High Water, Any Way You Slice It, Good Girl Gone Bad. I had Forever, Take It Off, No, 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 Tears Are Falling, Turn On the Night, Good Girl Gone Bad, Let's Put the X in Sex, I Just Wanna, I'm Alive, I Walk Alone.
Yeah, it was a great episode, and it was hard to come to just 10 songs here. So we picked some of our favorite Kiss songs, but then we tried to focus more on our favorite Bruce Kulick songs, you know, whether it's a solo or a riff or whatever. So obviously we love Bruce, so talking about him is always a blast.
Yeah, and we didn't even rank his pancake recipes.
No, we didn't, but it would be number one if we did. They would be all tied for number one.
I think his flapjack recipe would rule over the waffle recipe.
I don't know. They both look pretty, pretty tasty. Who wouldn't want to have breakfast with Bruce? I mean, come on. I
want to have flapjacks with
Bruce. Yeah, exactly.
Episode 187 is a fan favorite, the Kiss Mailbag. Part four. These are always fun. Just reading questions from the listeners. You guys come up with creative stuff. It's always a good episode.
Oh yeah. The mailbag is great. We love it. How could you not?
Episode 188. We had the guys from Classic 78 on. Local Bostonian Tom Higgins and Quarantine's Joe McGinnis and Anthrax drummer returning guest Charlie Benante. Oh, what a fucking awesome, fun discussion that was.
This was so fun because not only is the Classic 78 Phantoms album absolutely insane, it's like a lost Kiss album.
Yep.
But listening to these guys talk about the creation of the album, the creations of the songs, hearing Charlie talk about how he tried to capture that groove and that swing that Peter had during that era. And then even talking about the artwork because the cover is just incredible. Another just a really fun episode.
Yeah, those guys are fantastic. It's, you know, having Tom on for the first time, getting to meet him. He's a great guy. And having Joe and Charlie on, and they're just, it's an awesome album. Guys, got to get it. Phantoms, Classic 78. I'm telling you, it is like a lost Kiss album. Tom said it correctly.
It's incredible. Yep.
Episode 189, Tom, we're back to the Off the Soundboard. We reviewed the Des Moines 1977 Alive 2.
Yeah, this was just, oof. This was incredible. I mean, this was Alive 2 is like the holy grail to me. And when I listened to this, I was like, oof, this is right there. You know, maybe down the road, we'll have another discussion about comparing the two, but this was incredible.
Yeah, you had I Stole Your Love, and I had King of the Nighttime World as my favorite track off of this. This was a fun fucking off the soundboard to go over.
Absolutely. And,
yeah, that was the third one I think we did.
Yes, so. That's right. Yep.
Episode 190, jumping off our new formed side cast, and we'll get into that a little bit at the end. We did Kiss 5-disc CD player, because we all had that 5-disc CD player in college in the 90s. What songs would we play? What albums would we put on? And Tom, you came up with Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, Dynasty, Hot in the Shade, Revenge, and Double Platinum.
Yeah, you gotta dip into those. You gotta dip into those compilations when you're dealing with a CD change. So I had Double Platinum and Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits to tap into the classic era, and then some 80s stuff, and then Dynasty, Hot in the Shade, and Revenge.
Yeah. So I had Hotter Than Hell, Destroyer, Dynasty, Creatures of the Night, and Rock and Roll Over. So and we talked about strategies about how and what you would put in. And, yep. We talked the 90s. That's what I would have put in when I was in college. What would I put in now? It would be different. Right. What if I want to do a live thing? Then you do a live one and a live two. Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Oh, of course.
Episode 191. We broke down this Winterland 1975 concert.
One of the most legendary and iconic, visually striking performances by the band ever. That incredible black and white show that everybody has seen. That's on clips of it on Extreme Close Up. I believe people may have corrected. I said there was some clips on Exposed. I do not remember those, but I'll trust our listeners.
They were, of course, I think it was Deuce.
Yeah. And then of course on Kissology Volume 1, but just incredible performance here from Winterland 75.
Yeah. Episode 192. We continued our trend of reviewing Kiss member albums. Outside of Kiss, reviewed the great Badlands debut album with Eric Singer in it.
Oh, my God. Incredible. Incredible. Just a real joy to spend time with this album and discuss it and rank it. Tremendously underrated. And this was a fun one for sure. We love doing these family tree type albums, and this was a great one.
Yeah, you had Winter's Call, High Wire, Dreams in the Dark, your top three. I had Dreams in the Dark, Winter's Call, and Season in my top three.
Yep.
That was a great album. It's a lost album out there. People should take a listen to it. It's fucking fantastic.
Yep.
Episode 193, Paul and Gene Simmons various times went on the Howie Mandel Does Stuff podcast, and we broke down both appearances, compared both appearances, and had a fun discussion.
Yeah, two separate appearances, one by Paul, one by Gene individually, and very interesting, especially when you listen to them back to back. You know, we talk about the differences between the two of them all the time, and this was great. And Howie's podcast is incredible. He's got his adorable daughter there as a co-host, and great stuff.
Yeah, those are always fun, and it was interesting to see the differences in how guarded Paul is.
Oh, yeah.
And how just relaxed Gene is.
Yep.
Episode 194, we broke down disc two of the super deluxe box set of Destroyer.
Oh my God. So awesome. I loved this. I love these demos. After doing this, it's like, I think we got a comment from somebody who said this could have been like its own album. Like,
I said that I would probably rank this almost in my top 10.
It's incredible. Incredible. So good.
15 tracks.
Yep.
Tom, you had your number one is Howling for Your Love, God of Thunder's demo, Mad Dog, Don't You Hesitate, It's the Fire as your top five. I had Don't You Hesitate, number one, It's the Fire. I may flip them today if I was doing this. God of Thunder demo, Detroit Rock City demo, I Don't Want No Romance is my number five. I mean, there's 15 tracks. You see how we rank them. Go to the website. But this disc two.
Incredible.
Such a gem.
Yep. So good.
Tom, we finally figure out how to do a live commentary of an album via Zoom.
Oh, my God. There's going to be more of this. There's going to be more of this where this came from, believe me, because once we figured out how to get this to work and we did it, oh, man, opens up a whole new can of possibilities for Shout It Out Loudcast.
Yep. So we did Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park live commentary.
Yeah, and we had a blast. And I think we realized, this movie's fucking boring.
Ooh, and the chick was hot in
it. Oh, yeah. Sam. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. That's one of those. Go listen to it and enjoy. A lot of people were clamoring for this. And the funny thing is, this dropped while we were on the cruise, which was episode 196, 197.
That's right. Yep. The cruise recap, an incredible time with our cabin mates, Tracy and Tony. An awesome, awesome time. The ports of Cabo and Ensenada leave a little bit to be desired, but the cruise itself was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, we got to meet a lot of the bands there. We had some fun. Tom got another tattoo.
Yeah.
I ran into Sebastian Bach. Hey, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and we had some fun. There was some incident of the bathroom next to the buffet. No.
While I was in there, the bathroom started to smell horrible.
Shout out to the hazmat guy with the steam cleaner.
Yes. Listen to those recaps. They're great. And yep. To continue that trend, we had four fucking bands on.
Oh, this is so awesome.
We interviewed them. All the bands that were on the Kiss Cruise, Black Sabbath, Sister's Doll, Plush, the LA Maybe, and had fun conversations with all of them about their bands, about the cruise, about Kiss. Heard some fucking amazing stories. Wow.
That was so fun. It was epic. And I remember when Zeus and I were talking about it, we're just like, we'll just put the episode out. Take your time getting through it. You know, we're not going to cut this up. We're just going to throw in all the interviews, get through it, enjoy it. And it was a blast. We loved seeing them on the cruise.
Yeah.
And we loved, they were so great on the cruise, and just them talking about the cruise and talking about Kiss and their experience. Tons of fun.
Plus, Ashley from Plush gave us Uncle Ace.
Absolutely. And I don't know if she's too happy about that, but she's great. She's great. And we love Plush. So thank you for that, Ashley.
And Angie had the great stories about Kiss and Paul Stanley during the reunion.
Yep.
Fucking awesome. And everybody, Ali Maybe had some fun stories. Sister's Doll talking about their meetings with Peter Criss. You guys should check out that episode. Episode 199, Creatures of the Night. We reviewed the Super Deluxe box set.
Yep. We got into all the goodies, everything that's included. Again, we didn't break down the music. Kind of the same, similar to what we did when the Destroyer box set dropped. And eventually we'll pick that box set apart and get into the music and the tracks like we always do.
Episode 200, Tom, we celebrated by having one of the best conversations we ever had on the show and we brought on Eddie Trunk.
It was great. This was a fun one. Talked about a lot of different things, but we got into some Q&As with Eddie, a lot of rankings, a lot of fun. So it wasn't just long form conversations in this one. And it was great. We were very, very happy to have Eddie celebrate 200 with us.
Yeah, it was one of a kind. And every one of his episodes he comes on, it always does well. People love hearing him talk about Kiss and stuff. And he's really become a friend of the shows. Where were we years ago? And where are we now with him? It's fucking night and day.
Yep.
And he's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Lot of fun.
Yep.
Episode 201, Tom, Peter Criss solo album.
Love it. We had a blast doing this.
Yeah.
And it was exciting for us to finally talk about this and get into it. I was happy that we both love the album. Feedback was, of course, interesting as always. I had You Matter to Me number one. You had I Can't Stop the Rain number one. And we just had a ton of fun, really both enjoying an album. It's fun when we do an album review. We both really, really enjoy the album.
Yeah. And it was one of those that it's polarizing because a lot of people hate it. But then the ones that do love it are like, holy shit.
Yep.
This is good. I'm glad you guys gave it some, you know, an honest review. And the thing that I said about this, Tom, is, you have your opinion, too. And I think they're a little bit similar. And that is that it may not be a Kiss album, but it's a decent album. There's nothing really bad on this.
I don't think so.
No really skippable tracks. It's a good album.
Yep.
So God bless you, Pete. Wish you luck in the future, Pete. Episode 202. We had our Hall of Fame induction. That we had a bunch of different awards and we don't know where to go.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of fun. We talked about this for a long time and now it's a reality. Let's see who makes it in 2023.
Yeah. And hopefully it'll keep growing and you guys will get the sense of humor. We're not doing it with we're very serious. Who's going to enter? Shit, we're doing this tongue in cheek, and
of course, well,
most
if you
of you guys get it. There are a couple that are like, oh.
Well, then you obviously don't listen to the show. If you listen to the show, you get it. If you don't, then you don't get it. That's all we can tell you.
And then last week we did obviously our Festivus episode with the aforementioned Joey Cassada.
Yep. And, we talked about that, and that was last week's episode. Go check it out if you haven't. We always have a blast with Festivus.
Yes. And that was our year. Tom, in addition to that, we debuted the new sidecast, Dorm Damage.
Which has been amazing. We dropped episode 11 of that today. We did a couple of Zeppelin Chronicles episodes. Yes, they were spread out, but those are back. And, you know, we're just very grateful for all the listeners and the fans out there that are keeping the show going and allowing us to add new little sidecasts and have you guys involved.
Yeah, and we continued the baby, the first child album review crew with Sonny Pooney.
Yep.
And that has been going strong as well. And who knows what we have in store? We have a bunch of different ideas coming up. We will constantly grow because, as we've said many, many, many times,
yep.
We're not lazy. We're doing this for you guys. Mm-hmm. We'll never be stale. We're
right.
always going to be evolving. We're always going to be growing. We're always going to try to give you new and fun content for you guys to enjoy, because if it's not worth doing and showing the respect for you guys as listeners, we're not doing it.
Exactly.
And
absolutely.
That's what the show is all about, having yep. fun. And coming up with fun, new ideas, talking about music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Tom, what we do next is a question of the week. What do we got?
This one comes from our website. You can go right on our website directly, shoutoutloudcast.com, and send in comments. This comes from Brian Hecht.
Okay.
And he says, I have a question for you. I was just watching Kiss Animalize Live and was listening to Eric Carr sing Young and Wasted. I was wondering, what other songs do you think that Eric could have sung live?
I mean, any of the Peter songs he could have done live.
Okay.
Specifically, like, what would make sense is if he did songs like Hard Luck Woman,
okay.
or something that Paul wrote and gave to Peter. Mainline could have been something. But, like, you know, Mainline wouldn't have fit in Eric's era. It's
right.
It's too kind of... mid-tempo, kind of slower, where when Eric was in the band, they were really going sometimes real hard, fast Kiss.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Maybe a couple of other Gene tracks.
That's what I was going to say. I was thinking.
Burn, bitch, burn.
I was thinking, I love Eric's voice. I think Eric could have done a friggin' killer job doing Cold Gin. I know that's a Gene track, and I know that's like Gene legend, but I feel like he could have done that.
That's a great one, Tom, because you know what? Then anybody would get off of Ace, be like, oh, that's Ace. No one's going to give shit if Eric's singing it.
Exactly. Yes. But right? I think that would have been interesting to hear. And I wish Eric had more chances to have songs on albums. Of course, Little Caesar and Hot in the Shade was the only one. But yeah, Brian, great question. Thank you for contributing to the show. We appreciate it. And people, use that website, shoutoutloudcast.com, and you can comment right from there.
Yeah, Tom, where can people find us?
Yeah, that's our website right there. It's the best place to do everything. Shoutoutloudcast.com. Every episode is there. Shoutoutloudcast, Album Review Crew, Dorm Damage, Zeppelin Chronicles, all the rankings. Everything is there. There's also links to our new merch shop on Amazon. You can buy our merch now directly through Amazon. You can go directly through to our Patreon. There's a Patreon link. So please check that out. And we have links to all of our other friends, people that have been on our show, shows that we've been on. That's the best place to do it. And then, of course, our email, shoutoutloudcast@gmail.com. And, of course, our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We're there. So please check us out. Send us messages. Tag us. DM us. Anything you want, we're there. And we always like to say that we're proud members of the Pantheon Podcast Network of shows. And of course, another huge shout out to our Patreon family. You guys are the best. And a special shout out this week to Amber. Thank you for joining and becoming a Demon Tier member. We truly appreciate it. And a huge debt of gratitude to everybody that's part of the Patreon family.
Tom, people can DM us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would appreciate that. And give us one of those 5-star child reviews on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Facebook. As a matter of fact, I think we got one there from there, Tom, right?
Yeah, and this comes from Facebook. You can do a Facebook recommendation. And this one comes from John Moscow. He says, really great podcast that covers all things KISS. These guys have great chemistry, an awesome sense of humor, and give their honest opinions on everything they cover, which really sets them apart from everyone else. Definitely tune in and give it a listen. Thank you, John Moscow, on Facebook. And take advantage of that recommends function. It's like doing a review. So thank you, John, for that. We truly appreciate you taking the time to write those kind words.
Thank you. And Tom, we always end with famous last words. You got any?
It's time to leave and get another quart around the corner at the liquor store. The cheapest stuff is all I need to get me back on my feet again.
You've been branded by the iron. You've been cut by the knife. There's a monkey on your back, running up and down your spine. Alrighty.
Nice.
Tom, KISS Army, Loudcasters, Happy New Year. Please be safe. Thank you for all your support this year. We look forward to next year with you guys. Thank you.
Guys, thank you. You're the best. Thank you for making 2022 an incredible year for Shout It Out Loudcast. And on a personal note, I want to thank everybody out there for your incredible, incredible support during what made 2022 a disaster for me personally. I wanted to take a minute to thank you guys so much for everything that you did, especially my friend and co-host Zeus. I hope you guys all have a blessed 2023. And again, thank you so much.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Everybody wants more money.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.